You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I got really tired of that question.
I had so much stress and anxiety about it.
We have anxiety. We're struggling to fall asleep. Those bother, I'm like, oh, sometimes the sound's the worst part.
And then I realized, I don't want to do this.
Fellas, is it gay to listen to ASMR? Like,
what is ASMR?
ASMR is both a physical feeling and a genre. Most people are familiar with the genre. You see it in the form of YouTube videos. That's kind of where it first started online. Now it kind of has really expanded into, you might see it as like satisfying videos or the short form content even too. But ASMR itself stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And it is a physical reaction that a lot of people have self-reported. It can be any of your senses, but the most common ones might be sounds that you hear, feelings like a soft touch, or even visuals tend to be pretty common as well.
The warm sand on your back is a really easy one.
Yeah. Mom singing to you to sleep or something.
Yeah. Or like if you're sharing a secret with a friend and anything like that, just like soft whisper, relaxing, like if you're playing with a puppy or something.
Yeah.
And getting that tingly, relaxing sensation where you feel safe and calm.
So here's our first assumption. It comes from Cool Brother. They say it's hard to explain to their grandma what they do for work.
Yeah. My grandma doesn't really know what the internet is.
There's an older person that you're telling them, I'm a YouTuber. They're like, but what do you do for work?
Yeah.
Like, how do you make money?
Oh, that's true. Nobody knows how that works.
When you also on top of that obstacle have to say like, and it's whispering and ASMR and like explain that category, I think it's just like.
So. You get like the, oh, that's cute. Or like the, oh my God, that's cool.
Yeah,
it's basically
yeah.
people who know YouTube and don't know YouTube.
I feel like my abuelita, when she was alive, she seemed relatively supportive, but didn't really need to know the details, so.
Yeah,
they always like wore my merch and stuff.
Aww.
So like, and my grandparents spoke Spanish primarily, so like all my videos are in English. So
that
was another barrier for them. But I'd always get like pictures from my uncles that would visit them and they'd have it on the TV. They'd watch it on their phone or something like that. And it's just a picture of them holding the phone like, we're supporting you. And I'm like, you can't even understand a word I'm saying in this video and you're still
and
like,
watching it.
Invested,
it doesn't matter.
So I think as long as the support's there explaining it, not really that bad of a thing.
Like, yeah.
Someone assumed that y'all have a sensitivity to loud sounds.
But that's true.
Yeah.
But I'm also loud, so I don't know. Yeah. It's other people's loudness that gets to me. I think it's like a person-to-person thing, though, because mm-hmm. that's me personally, but I think there's probably other, you know, ASMR artists who love going to nightclubs or something.
Yeah, yeah, I love a good nightclub, but like...
Oh, not me.
I love standing right not next to the speaker.
No, I definitely don't love like loud sounds. Everyone hates bad sounds.
Yeah, it's not right? like a thing that just right? an ASMR right? artist would experience. It's like, right? that's kind of a universal thing.
Yeah,
like,
it's a universal thing.
Do
yeah.
you like it when a tow truck is backing up into your room?
No.
Like, I don't think anybody would like that, but yeah. I've always been a really loud person, so like, yeah. I don't
People
know.
People being loud doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
In crowds, it does.
Sometimes I'll get a little overstimulated, but half the time I'm like, do a cartwheel and you'll be fine. Like, you know, so I'll just do some random thing and it'll...
Of course.
Yeah. I love that.
I don't know, just do something weird and then that kind of calms me down in that moment. I'm like, no, I'm the weirdest one here. So you guys can't be weirder than me. Like, it's just this dumb thing that I'll do in my head to, like, make myself feel comfortable in those situations.
Someone else assumed that y'all are physically unable to scream.
Let's go.
I don't think I can.
I don't want to. That's how you strain your voice.
Well, do you guys like make an effort to like not scream? Oh, I can't scream that loud because my job is to preserve my voice.
I actually do. Yes.
Really?
Yes. When I'm at a concert or something and I know I'm going to be screaming, I actually like scream in a supported fashion.
How do you
give
mean?
Us an example?
Like you're breathing.
An
you mean?
Like yeah. I am. Yes. Like my breathing. Like it is a diaphragmatic scream. I'm dead serious, actually. I didn't really realize that, but yeah, when I'm at a concert or I'm screaming or something, I am careful not to lose my voice.
You should get your voice insured.
Cry your heart out and mail it to my door, says...
Oh.
I thought that was... Very beautiful name.
An instruction.
Not an assumption. That is a username. They're actually very chaotic and in real life and find it hard to relax.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't relax.
Origin, origin story is that we get into it because we have anxiety. We're struggling to fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think it was middle school when I started watching, and I was just looking for sleep help, and then I found it. I don't know. I have a bad sense of time, but...
Yeah, mine was high school, yeah. Sophomore in high school.
And so, yeah, that is pretty much tracks.
Super accurate.
Yeah, I used to, before ASMR was really a thing, I used to watch videos of people cutting open frozen paintballs. Because I was like really into paintball and airsoft and stuff. So, and it was just this video of some guy like super lo-fi just like putting pins into paintballs and like cracking them open. And I remember it was the weirdest thing ever. You can hear him breathing a little bit in the background.
That's not weird.
Like, that's not weird.
Okay, good.
We're all ASMR artists.
Like, not like, we literally oh my God, yeah, wait, this is amazing. Being at a table with my people, this makes me so happy. Okay. It's not like Darth Vader level,
yeah,
but like just that bit, was
just
like,
enough, yeah.
Why is this helping me sleep? And then slowly the comments started turning into, this reminds me of ASMR. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's a thing? And then from there, it kind of just went. But the idea of starting because we can't sleep, I think everybody's done
that's
that,
very
right?
common, I yeah, think. Like, I've heard that time and time again, and it's true for myself, too.
Yeah, on the flip side, someone assumed that y'all have great coping mechanisms, always are calm, and never struggle with anxiety.
Coming here, getting to this table,
like, as I'm being mic'd up,
was a struggle.
Well, yeah, no, actually, that's amazing. No.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job at it, first of all. So
got that, my little fidget under the table.
No, yeah.
Bless.
As someone who is so, like, prominent, though, how do you deal with that, like, on a day-to-day basis when, like, filming, uploading and stuff?
Honestly, I don't read comments too much. I read, like, the top comments. Once the video's been out for a little bit, so I just get like, aw, and then I get
the
to
most
look
liked ones. That
yeah,
are
and I'm
yeah.
like, and I can't look at too much because it's just for my mental health. Like, I've learned how to have better boundaries, internet hygiene wise. I usually don't read DMs. I feel emotional, the energy that's required to go through it all. Mm-hmm. It can take a lot out of you, and then I still need to save enough to then create videos too. So I sort of choose, okay, I'll make videos with this energy instead of. Reply to all these comments.
People might think they're secretly masochistic for enduring such long periods of tapping and brushing a camera.
I always wonder how difficult it is for people who do the really long form content with no talking. And I just assume that you just make what you
want.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
If you're talking about something that you're passionate about, it doesn't matter how long, whether there's a camera there or not, I feel like you can just kind of rattle it off.
I have to cut myself off.
There's a limit.
Do you ever cut yourself off?
Because I'm tired and I realize I haven't drank enough water or eaten food or like my eyes are really starting to just get fried. And I'm like, you know what? This isn't good for my health and I need to stop.
I feel like you are definitely the one here that makes like the longer videos. I mean, my videos that cap at like 25, 30 minutes sometimes. That idea of like constantly over and over again. I can see how some people would be like, so you're just in a dark room.
If I set out all the stuff beforehand, I want to get to all of it.
Yeah.
And like, I want to spend the time until I move on. I hit like 50 minutes and I'm like,
I don't have a concept of time when I'm filming. So
yeah,
it feels like an hour. And then I look at the timestamp and it's like seven minutes.
Really?
I'm like, nice.
Wait, what?
Honestly, that's what I'm saying. Like I run through, I'll lay out all my props right before filming a video. And I'm like, okay, this one around 5 minutes, I should be at this one. And then I'm going to end it with that prop. I'm on like prop, like second to last. Then it's like 10 minutes. And I'm like, I got to do this again. I'm going way too fast right now. So.
I do the opposite.
Really?
That's really funny.
I don't know. I always think like, this will be a quick one. And then I'm like, this was not actually. I spent way too much time on each trigger. And I'm like, I wish I spent less.
No, that's funny because a lot of people assume that y'all got bored halfway through.
Sometimes I get tired, yeah.
Yeah, like sometimes I get bored halfway through. And then I switch to something else.
Well, when you're filming, have you guys ever like paused halfway through?
Yeah,
when
my
did
back
something
hurt.
And come back? Really?
Yeah.
I try to knock it out like, right away.
I was
going to
ask what our setups are.
No, sometimes I stop and I lay on the floor. And then I get back up and keep going.
I'll like be
it's
halfway
I'm holding
through.
Things up.
I'm like trying to look like get the camera light angle, and before I press record, I kind of just like, oh okay, I did it. I can just relax for 2 seconds. But I've never actually tried to like pause in between. I feel like that's a lot healthier. I want to start doing that for sure. Yeah.
If I still have a ton of time left, I'm like, I gotta go eat.
Have y'all developed tingle immunity?
Yeah, I guess.
I unfortunately have been in that boat for a while, but like my savior is very very lo-fi, less than 1,000 subscribers, you know, people. I just love not only like the authentic side of it, just the iPhone propped up on a whatever you have behind it. And just no mic, no professional equipment or anything. It just feels a lot more, I guess, connected. Mm. I don't know what kind of word to use there, but that is like the only way I can slightly get tingles. But most of the time I'm kind of just like, all right, I'm just going to try and fall asleep. And if the sounds help, they do.
Yeah.
But I'm sad. I want to go back. There's a guy named Peppered ASMR that is someone that makes like really out there role play videos. And he's inspired me to like do some stuff. So him and a guy named ASMR Drippy, those are two videos where it's like, they're my go-to whenever I feel like I'm not getting tingles from anything.
Nice.
Love you guys.
I haven't really gotten, I think, tingle immunity as much as now that I do ASMR for a living, sometimes watching the videos can give me anxiety because I'll be comparing myself and I go into work mode when I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. I could totally do that. And it's like, wait, wait, that's not why we're here. It still very much helps me, but it's like a last resort. I'll go to other things first. ASMR is like, I woke up at 3 a.m. and I really need to get back to sleep. And then the tingles really help just like knock me out. But
I find the same thing. Like sometimes it will be distracting to watch ASMR because I'm thinking about work.
Yeah.
For sure. There's also been some channels where I'm like, if I befriend the person, then I'm like, oh, it's my friend.
Yeah, you kind of look at it different.
You can't watch it the same anymore.
You're pretending to be your doctor, and it's like, we just hung out like last week.
It's like, but none of my friends are like, I can't watch your videos. I'm like, no, you can't watch my videos.
You shouldn't.
You know me
please
too well.
Don't.
Yeah, you need like more of a stranger for some reason.
Kind of pull behind that curtain, and you're like, I know who you are. I know what you're
watch doing. ASMR without headphones is my tingle immunity.
Really?
That's how I only watch it.
Yes.
I hate the feeling of
I don't
headphones.
Really love headphones either.
Next assumption, this comes from Cookie. They say, I assume it gets extremely frustrating to film with airplanes, stomach gurgles, and other people.
Stomach gurgles.
Do my stomach is my own worst enemy.
Preach. Cookie, I love you. You're everything. You're, that's probably the biggest, at least for me. I'm not trying to speak for the whole community.
No, speak
but
for
like,
us. Speak, Ryan.
Planes and helicopters, my God.
I mean, had to build an entire studio. I had to build a whole studio because it really was so heinous. Now I have my studio, great, no regrets, and now my own worst enemy is my own stomach, which is
no
a lot,
way.
And my wrist's popping.
I just
heard
it
right. I mean, but that's right. A trigger. I feel like I've slowly, what I've been teaching myself is to at least embrace a little bit more. Not all of them. I'm still flipping off like certain cars and things like that that are like motorcycles. Other noises and stuff, I think I kind of relax about it because I noticed that I'm the one making a big deal of it. But most of the times in the comments, like, no one's out there being like, and those cars woke me up and this and the other, or I would get frustrated with my cats. I know you have a dog. I don't know if you have pets. You have.
I have a cat and a dog, yeah. They always scratch at the door.
Yeah. There was a time where I'd get frustrated at my cats because either they'd start, you know, fighting each other, or I have a pretty vocal cat called Seafoam, and he just, like, wants to, like, cuddle whenever I'm filming. And I'm like, wait, you just got to wait a little longer, bud. And he's like, absolutely not, never, no. Yeah, they get the cuddles when they want the cuddles.
I love that.
Cats, no. And so I kind of have embraced their meows as well, or, like, their little disruptiveness in the background, because I think it's cute. And
it's
I think
authentic when doing mine, because they're always, like, acting, like, it's always a role play or something. Yeah. Like, I almost try to, like, bring it in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and I've seen other ASMRs do that all the time. I love it, because it's like, you're in the middle of a doctor checkup, and then you hear this loud plane, and I'm like, ah, they taken off already?
Yeah, exactly.
That's my private jet.
Just do that.
Throw some improv in it or something. But because when you're there, you hear it, and you're like, oh, that must have ruined that entire take. And then editing it,
it's really not that bad.
You barely hear it. And I'm like,
based on the mics you're using, like, it really depends. Like, a lot of the time, it's not going to be that bad.
Charlie Pierce assumes that y'all get vocal strains from long periods of whispering.
Ever.
Well,
I do soft-spoken, and that sometimes will strain me. But, like, whispering, I feel like I can whisper forever.
If you're whispering and you're trying to be loud, like, if I'm trying to get someone from the other side of the room, like, hey,
oh, God, it's the worst.
Then it'll strain your voice worse than just talking or yelling.
What you're doing, right? I wish I can do that. Like, there's times where I'm like,
yeah, just don't let it all the way out.
Okay, I'm just going to. Is this?
Yeah, that's
you're
right.
Letting it out. Oh, is this good?
Wait, no, you're letting it.
I got GP approved. I'm fine.
Wait, you didn't actually. You got me approved.
Oh, everybody's approved. But, like, is it when I'm like this? Okay. What's up, guys? We're just going to keep it.
Okay.
I like to imagine that anytime there's a cut in scenes, they are all breaking into laughter.
That is an assumption I get all the time, which is like, oh, my God, you must have had to do this so many times. You must have been cracking up at yourself. I'm like, no, that is really flattering, but no.
There's not that much glitz and glamour.
I'm so funny.
Yeah.
No, it's usually so boring.
People expect, like, the whole, like, oh, God, oh, messed that one up. Action again. But, like, half the time, it's just like.
It'll be pretty internal.
This has been covered a lot already, but I wanted to know if y'all still get the assumption that ASMR is just a sexual thing. If there's anything that you do to make sure that you're not sexualizing yourself. Because I know that was the biggest thing whenever ASMR came out. It's like everyone thought it was that. But do people still assume that for y'all?
From my experience, that question has been answered so many times that it feels like people have finally gotten the hint that anything can be sexual. Luckily, it's gotten a lot better. Whenever I did any sort of interview about what is ASMR, it really was almost always followed by, like, is it sexual? And, like, that, I got really tired of that question. Base-wise, ASMR is, it's definitely something new. And I think that people struggle to understand something they're unfamiliar with. And so they will immediately associate it with, like, oh, it must be a sex thing because I don't get it. It's kind of one of those things where it's, once you expose yourself to the ASMR community as a whole, it's fairly self-explanatory.
It's good. I'm glad people have moved past that, because I think that was a big thing at the beginning.
Yeah.
People get very confused.
And because I guess, you know, just in this society is like, sex is so taboo, but like, why? Because it's also kind of with the context of, like, if it's sexual, then it's somehow.
Yeah. It also really bothered me that ASMR was one of the first genres on YouTube that I saw be more dominated by women.
And so immediately like, is it sexual?
Yeah. And so they're like, oh, well, there is no other reason why this could be popular or why you might be of any value.
Very few times, usually when I say I do ASMR, 9 times out of 10, they'll say like, well, I thought girls did that. And
really?
I'm just like, I get people saying like, you know, like, oh, is that the girl like thing?
No,
and I'm just like,
way.
What? Like, there's a bunch of male ASMR. And like recently too,
damn,
I've heard that. And I'm just like,
that's annoying. Fellas, is it gay to listen
exactly
to ASMR? Like,
I get that all the time. And it's just like, bro, like, it's okay to just kind of turn that part of your brain off for 2 seconds.
A guy is looking at me.
Exactly.
It's the most
warmth
they've gotten from a fellow.
Yes,
male.
It's like very uncomfortable. Like, if you're
that's
not
true
used to it.
Wisco DBO says that the unsolicited, inappropriate DMs they have gotten over the years could fill a 1 terabyte drive.
Aw,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, way more than 1 terabyte. So many. Unlimited. The limit does not exist. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
If you're sending me unsolicited things, you're sending it to yourself. I'm not looking at it, so. You're having a conversation with yourself.
Sad.
Very.
So we're going to move off that topic. And we had commentary YouTubers in here last week, Jarvis Johnson, Chad, and Samwich.
I assume they have really intricate sound setups.
They want to know, is there a go-to setup for ASMR artists? Is there a starter pack?
No.
Starter pack would be like a Blue Yeti. Is like
that's
a,
the OG.
Is a meta.
That's what I'm always using.
But it's like amazing.
That's good. I don't
it's
think
like I just filmed. I just filmed a video with the Blue Yeti last week because I just love how it sounds.
Me too.
And so it's kind of like, why get any other one if you could have a Blue Yeti?
It's like if you're starting out, get a Blue Yeti.
Yeah.
If you're at the past million mark, get a Blue Yeti. Like you'll get it
always
regardless.
Have the Yeti.
Always, always have one in your rotation.
The commentary YouTubers also wanted to know, do y'all hear sounds and just think of work?
Yeah, sometimes.
I disconnect myself from that a lot. Like when I touch things, like I said, it's very physical for me. So whenever I'm touching something, I go, oh, wow, that could be relaxing in some way. But sounds, not really.
Yeah, it comes up all the time. It's, just like, it's ingrained in my life. I don't know, dude.
The question is just so general that my brain is struggling to... What do you mean?
Like, it was kind of a joke.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, everything is what?
I love that you had to explain that.
It's a joke. Yeah. Oh, we were supposed to laugh. Oops.
Yeah, it was a joke. Sorry.
Oops, we missed that.
No, I love it. I love it.
Jada Bugs says, I'm wondering what type of research goes into this as a profession. Do they study sound therapy?
Oh, wow.
Not
sound therapy. I do a lot of research for my videos, and it's like random.
For like preparing a role play or
anything. If I'm being a dentist,
you're going
to
research.
I'm about to Wikipedia so many dentist things, you know?
Really?
Watch a ton of videos. I just like it, though. I think it's just.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's just really fun.
Yeah.
Since mine's more like on the comedy side, I'm like, the more ridiculous and the more wrong I am, the better.
You're like you want to be ignorant. You don't want to know.
I mean, it's a character.
Saying.
Don't get me wrong. It's a character.
The less you know, the more you can just make up.
I will look at myself before walking to the studio in a mirror in a full doctor's outfit, and I'm like,
yes.
You don't know what you're doing.
No.
Like, dude, I feel like I could be a doctor.
Exactly.
I'm ready.
You convinced me with your role plays.
Thank you.
Just count all the cranial nerve exams.
I like being... as realistic as possible sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Or like there's one time like I got requested to do Lord of the Rings and I'm like,
ooh.
I've never seen Lord of the Rings. So then I had to watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy and then I did all this research to make sure it was right and still like 50% of the comments were like, that's incorrect. That's wrong.
That's just
And I'm like, I'm never doing Star Wars. I'm never doing
it. Do y'all have just a closet full of props? Like
in overflowing.
And drawers.
Yeah.
And
I have
room
floor
and
to ceiling bins throughout my whole studio. They're very organized. I'm actually very proud of it.
I'm jealous.
Need to get there, yeah.
I got a label maker. I have all my bins that they stack, and they're all floor to ceiling and everything. I know exactly where everything is.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
See, that's for us. No, it's very much open the closet and like five things fall out as you're
really?
Opening it. I mean, not that bad, but like pretty much.
What's your most random box?
We have a miscellaneous box where it's just like
uh-oh.
There's slime, then there's like a face mask and maybe like a brush or something. And it's like, that's the one where if you can't find it in the original box,
probably
it's
there.
In that box. Yeah.
We had an assumption that y'all's sleep schedule is chaos.
Yes.
So bad. Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, wow, look at this. I'm waking up at like a reasonable hour, like 8 every day. And then I'll have a video where I'm up until 5 and I'm like, well, that's over with.
Why does that happen? Every once in a while, I'm so good. And then I'm like, it's 4 a.m. and I'm awake. And then it ruins everything.
Definitely scheduling is really hard, but go to bed at 2 a.m. and my body will always wake itself up at like 7 or 8 regardless.
Oh, good
so
for you.
It's like, it's terrible. No, it's
no,
not.
It's a curse.
I wish it was a good. No, it's bad because it's like I'll wake up and I'll just be stuck with that tired feeling all day.
No, that's true.
Because I can't go back to bed like 90% of the time. I try, but it's
like. How many hours y'all sleep a night?
I really try to get 8 because I can and I'm very grateful. Yeah, I try.
Right. 6 to 8 probably. Yeah. 8 on a good day for sure.
Yeah.
Except for those filming nights.
You look so jealous.
Three? What are
She's
we talking
looking
about?
At her like four.
It used to be like 3, like all the
consistently.
Time. It was like 3 to 5, and I was unwell.
There's chaos, but if you can manage it, it'll work out regardless.
It works.
You know,
it's fine. What you should do during the day.
Yeah.
I hate being asleep. Anyone else?
Any other ASMR artists hate sleeping?
Are there any ASMR sounds that just like don't work for you? Is there any? Because I feel like I can't do food.
Yeah, that's the most divisive one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People are like really on team dry or wet sounds, it feels.
Hmm.
I tend to like dry sounds. I like tapping, scratching.
tapping, I think, is like the forefront of like the most iconic one for me, at least. Like whispering, some people would say, is like the foundation of what an ASMR video
is. Soft speaking.
But least favorite would probably, I don't know, scratching on things.
Yeah, like, it totally depends.
Yeah.
Somebody can do the same exact trigger and it like works or doesn't work. You can't, yeah.
You're going to satisfy everybody.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just find the person that you like.
Okay, so one thing people are wondering about is the like difference in audience between like male ASMR artists and female ASMR artists. Like what, I don't know if like you look at your demographics a lot.
I don't know, I think it's majority women, and then, you know, I don't know, I guess I'm just lucky. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
That's very sought after, honestly.
Yeah.
majority female.
You tend to receive the receive the audience from like what you put out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I believe mine is like 60 male identifying, I want to say. I don't know. I won't explain myself, honestly. I'm not going to explain myself. Watch the video. Just watch the video.
I'm definitely on the extreme. I think I'm like 90% men and like 10% women.
That is
so
interesting.
So it's definitely the fact that I've done a lot of video game stuff, meme ASMR sometimes, you know, like ASMR, but I'm a waffle.
Why is that gendered?
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
That's the main question that every
time. That's a whole other
topic. Yeah, that's a different round table.
Topic. I do think men watch men. Women, I don't know. I don't really know.
Strange.
What did y'all do as a career before ASMR?
None of your business.
You don't tell? You don't tell? Classified. I was a student, so I was I was a film major at Northwestern. I got a job at an editing house, and I said, no, thank you. So I was a student and a nanny and starting my YouTube channel. So I did not go out that year.
Being a filmmaking major, that's amazing.
That's kind of why I started it, because I'm like, I know people were not appreciating YouTube. They're not appreciating even the ASMR genre, where it's like, I think I can bring something to the table that like hasn't been done before, like bring my interests and hobbies to my channel. So that's when I started. And I was just like, I hope people like my content.
I was going to college studying criminal justice, and my first job was at a Michael's Arts and Crafts.
Oh my God.
And I got recognized when I was at 40,000 subscribers, and I was like at my job, and it was just this person that was like, I think I saw a video of you doing something, and I'm just like, what? And he's like, yeah, controller sounds. I'm like, oh my God, like, yeah, that from there. I became a marketing head of a local bank in my city.
Oh my God.
I feel like that really helped me, because when I finally quit that job to do YouTube full time, I just went to my boss one day and I was just like, hey, I really like YouTube and this is my passion, and this job's kind of taken away from a lot of time away from that. So from there, I just went full time on YouTube.
It takes a leap of faith to start a channel, for sure.
I feel so nervous.
I feel like your story is kind of similar to mine, in that I was pre-med and I had done like a little bit of shadowing, a little bit of research, and then I realized I don't want to do this. And I think in that panic, I kind of also felt suddenly this freedom to like, well, I guess I could do anything. And like, why don't I just explore the things that I'd been ignoring, like different creative impulses and stuff like that. Because before that, I would not have considered myself to be a creative person. There'd be times, you know, where you're just out and about and you're tapping. You're like, ooh, that would make a great sound. I'm like, nah, but I'm not going to film it. And then enough of those things piled up where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it just for fun. Not for anything else. I still need to figure out my real job, and I'm just going to do this for fun. And then my channel was like already growing in a way that I was really surprised about. And I was like, well, what if I just gave myself permission for like the next year to do this as like my thing? And then here I am.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Leap of faith earlier. That's exactly. What that's good.
It really was.
It's amazing.
Noob Gaming says, I'd personally assume that they'd be embarrassed to tell other people about their job.
Maybe at first.
What about now?
I think now it's more the, I wonder how they might feel or treat me after I share this. And if they knew as well, like, because sometimes numbers, people get like, oh, you know,
I'm kind of embarrassed about that.
I don't want you to know. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just.
I would
be
like, I have X million subscribers.
Because you sound like that all the time, no matter what it is. Yeah. You tell someone how many subs you have.
That's what
something.
I get embarrassed about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I'm not embarrassed that I do ASMR. I love talking about it. People think it's cool. I'm like, great. I would love to talk about it. Yeah,
all day.
Yeah, but it's a little embarrassing. I'm like,
I still get a little embarrassed whenever somebody like pulls it up in front of me. I'm like, don't do that, sweetie.
Let's get out our objects. We're going to move to whispering and soft speaking from now on. We're going to be doing a tier list. So I'm going to name different types of ASMRs, different role plays, and y'all are going to put them in a tier S, A, B, C, D, F.
Okay.
It's like regular grading, but then S.
Okay. Got it now.
Okay. All right. The first thing to rank is haircut role play.
You got a brush right there.
I would say that that's an A tier for me.
I'm more on like A tier for haircuts.
Then I'll go to an A.
It's bread and butter for me, so I like it.
I do love hair brushing.
I'm going A tier for haircut.
Okay,
A tier for haircut.
A, it's A, thank you.
Cranial nerve exam.
The cranial nerve exam is the ASMR role play. That has to be S tier for sure.
It's like it's the follow the directions. It's the okay, look, we're gonna check your personal attention.
Yeah.
The little like check. Okay,
every single.
It is. Smell. I love the smell.
This stuff like yes, this is good to all the senses.
Yes, I mean, exactly. Okay. S tier.
Yes. Oh, video games.
You're biased because I saw you.
That's like my most popular video.
I think that's an A for me.
I like video games, but I'm gonna be honest. I think it's like
B is. It's like.
I mean, it's just not as popular anymore. B tier.
All right. The next one is.
S tier. S for me. I got tingles just now. That's all you gotta do.
Over there, and I can get tingles. Yeah.
Just like a little. But something about the phone case.
Is it the phone? Is that your favorite?
It's the phone case for me. Yeah, I have. Look at this. Look at that.
Oh, you got the chills. I like wood tapping. Wood tapping is like the best for me.
You're gonna need to stop. Okay. I'll fall asleep.
Okay, so that's eating.
D. D, because sometimes it's fine.
I mean, it's a big community, like the mukbang community.
Yeah,
it's like,
we love you. You do a great service.
But
it's a sibling to ASMR is what I said.
Yes.
So like, I don't sometimes watch it be a really good crunch.
Yeah.
I have definitely enjoyed some eating sounds, so I'll put it at D.
D tier.
Friend does your makeup.
Yes, dear. It's very like in your face personal attention. Whenever you can like be super close to the camera, I think that's S right away.
Those are the ones that usually I really enjoy for like lo-fi, where it's like someone who's so new to ASMR and they're just like kind of hitting the mic a little and like you just hear the little makeup sound. It's so clicky clack.
It's a universal one. Anybody can watch that and like love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. S-tier.
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 Ear licking.
For me.
I was going to say F, but I was going to put it up a little just.
But it's like, I know why they enjoy it.
It's like really aggressive. And
it's like a really visceral sound. So it's like,
so.
Yeah, like most people will put that at an S or an F.
Yeah.
You'll rarely find somebody putting that at a C, but there are tons of people who put that at an S.
Yeah.
Did we get our first F on the list?
Yeah.
I think we did.
Okay.
It's an F for me, darling.
Slime. There's so many different textures of slime. And the add-ins matter so much.
Do you want to see it? We're putting a lot of stuff in C, I feel like.
It's mid.
It could be nice, but like, I think I agree.
I like when people tap on the containers the most. I like when people tap on the containers
of it
and open the lid. You're like,
yeah,
that's it. And then they take it out. And then I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah. We're feeling C on slime.
Yeah, C in
general.
C for slime.
Super slime. It's like we don't know how to spell it.
Prison escape roleplay.
I love escape roleplay.
Honestly, yeah.
I would click on that. And the thing is, I love just reading the titles and seeing the little thumbnail. Yeah. I rarely actually click it, but just reading it is like, my day is better.
I don't know how to explain this, but this is the best place to try. Is that like, you know, space. The like absurdity is like a trigger for me.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's like, yeah, it's weird, and someone's like doing something weird, and like we're playing pretend, we're playing make believe, and I'm interested. Like that triggers my ASMR.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
because you're kind of suspending reality together.
Just like we're playing pretend.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go A for that one.
Yeah.
Just because of the creativity.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be fun. Like Spoon, like digging through the dirt.
Or Shawshank Redemption.
And then like getting your like shank out. Yeah. But it depends.
This is my ASMR.
Prison. I'm picturing like JoJo right now.
Yeah.
Like Jolene escapes from prison ASMR. You'll see that on my channel in like 3 months.
I love that. Yeah, we're like writing these ideas.
Oh, yeah. The gym role plays are not actually relaxing, and they're not absurd enough for me, so I put that at a D.
I haven't seen one except your gym bro.
Did you actually watch it?
A little bit.
It's like almost like a yearly thing I do now for the new year.
Definitely.
So you want to get fit this year, huh? But I really play up the Chad character.
I love it.
But I think you're right with like, it's not like a perfect environment where it's like, that'd make a good ASMR video. I'm going D as well.
Okay. Okay. Look, Rhea.
Weird kid on the bus talks to you ASMR.
As those exist. There's a lot of like weird girl in class. Please with your hair.
But are they are never that weird enough.
When you say weird, get weird, you know?
You better be weird.
Weird isn't, sometimes I just wear two rings instead of one. That's like,
wow, you're so weird. But weird in the title, I swear to God.
I'm probably like a B or A.
I'm close to B.
I say B as well.
Stinky ASMR.
Say more.
Stinky ASMR. I've never seen stinky ASMR. What does that mean?
There's no stinky ASMR.
There's probably no stinky.
It's not real.
You know what? I like this stuff. This is perfect.
I think it would be funny.
We are going to pioneer a new category today. Stinky ASMR.
Do you?
Where would you put it?
If you maybe you upload a video called Stinky ASMR, that's in the whole title. Would it perform well?
I think it would.
I think it would.
I think it would.
Especially
people would be like, what is that?
Where ASMR is at right now, that would definitely like
it. If you get 100 likes, I will make Stinky ASMR. No, I should say that seriously. If this gets 100
if this video gets 100 likes, I will make Stinky ASMR.
I like the way you said Stinky.
What?
You have to rank it.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
This whole time I was like,
is that
I'm so worried that I'm gonna wake someone up.
Oh yeah.
So no, like mid to end video, it's like I'm like they're sleeping. I'm like they're probably not.
Do you guys ever get that feeling of like probably asleep at this point, like while you're filming, like the hours?
Every once in a while, I think about that. Then I'm like, I'm putting like my whole like ASMR
into
this.
They're not even gonna.
I'm like, they're not gonna see this shit.
There's times where like at the end of a video.
ASMR.